Welcome to the 2015 edition of the Viva Film Festival. I'm Jessie Gibbs, and this is my ninth year as the festival coordinator. I'm here today with Carmen Herrero from Manchester Metropolitan, who's been an integral part of the film and events programme for many years now. This year we're going to be split into three long weekends in March, June and the autumn. First up, we have five films from four different countries, which includes three UK premieres and one debut feature. The first weekender takes place at Corner House from Thursday the 5th to Monday the 9th of March. The following weekenders will take place in our new building, Home. So, with our first weekender, we've got some common themes running throughout the five films of human relationships, marginalisation and economic crisis. First off, Quien Mató a Bambi, Who Killed Bambi, which gives it a black comedy treatment. One of the main plot strands of Quien Mató a Bambi is a kidnapping gone wrong. No one in the film gets to take the moral high ground, you could say. I found it kind of reminiscent of Alex de la Iglesia films, perhaps because of the comic but extreme violence and psychotic behaviour. Carmen, what did you think of the film?
Well, I think humour is a very powerful tool for understanding and criticising the effects of the crisis. And you may remember we have 2 years ago El Mundo es Nuestro by Alfonso Sánchez, also from Seville. So I think it goes in the same kind of line. Maybe this is even a more crazy humour. Again, it's set in Seville and the film recreates the frenetic actions of four characters played by King Gutiérrez, Julián Villagrán, Ernesto Alterio and Enrico Becci. So I'm sure this will be a fun comedy to watch.
So next up, the second film from Spain is Os Fenómenos, which takes a female perspective and locates it at the heart of the devastated Spanish construction industry. There's a really beautiful and perhaps quite novel Galician setting for the film, but also universal experiences that we can all relate to, such as love, money, parenthood. How did you find the film, Carmen?
I quite like it. I think the main actress, the main protagonist played by Lola Dueñas, is great. She's been in other films like Amenábar, Mar Adentro, and also some of Almodóvar films. In this film, she plays a working-class woman who returns to her birthplace in Galicia, and the only job she can find there is in a building site. And I think this kind of marginal position is really good to tell quite a lot about what is going on in general in the society, about discrimination, not only because of being a woman, also not having a proper contract, and also the corruption that is going in the background, which is also applicable to the whole of Spain.
So moving on to our Latin American selection, Feriado, or Holiday, uses the Ecuadorian banking collapse as a backdrop for a gay coming-of-age tale. And it's a really nuanced debut film, with Juan Pablo as the central character. He feels completely detached from his family and his peers, but over the course of a long weekend in the country, he becomes close to an older boy in the village. He's a very sympathetic protagonist and quite easy for everyone to identify with, I think. You feel his frustration and sense of isolation, but also a wonderful youthful innocence as he rejects the corruption that surrounds him. The other two Latin American films that we've got in March both feature characters who are living on the margins. In Maria y el Araña, the Buenos Aires teenager Maria suffers even greater marginalisation than Juan Pablo in Feriado, but she still manages to find solace in young love. Every single shot carries so much meaning in the film that there's barely any dialogue or soundtrack, but you still feel really gripped as you're watching it.
It's a great film. As you are right, there is not too much dialogue, but it's more about the visual elements. And there are quite a lot of metaphors there, including nets, which obviously goes to do with the Spider-Man, but there are many others. And it just kind of brings this feeling of entrapment that the protagonist is feeling. So I'm sure this will be probably my favourite film of the whole festival.
Maria Laraña is a great film, although I think my favourite film is probably Ruido Rosa, which has similarly restrained filmmaking style. It's set in the rainy season in the city of Barranquilla on the northern coast of Colombia. It's about two lonely middle-aged people who fall in love. It's a really, really visually stunning film, full of greens and reds, and very, very static camera shots. Often the characters move off and on the screen, so it's almost like a theatre stage at times. But all of this really contrasts with one particular scene in the film in a dance hall, which is absolutely bursting with sound and movement and music and dance. It happens at the kind of emotional high of the relationship. It's a really moving, wonderful film.
I really enjoyed last year Cazando Luciérnagas by the director of Ruido Rosa, and I'm sure Roberto will bring again those beautiful visual landscapes. And it's great to see a film made in Colombia and bringing that kind of sense of identity and the visual elements that make you watch more and more.
So in terms of the filmmakers this year, we've got three guests coming for our March weekend from Spain, Alfonso Zarauza and Santi Amodeo, and from Colombia, Roberto Flores. So I hope you can join us for the Q&A sessions after their films. And of course, the opening night film, Quien Mató a Bambi, the director will be here to introduce the film, and then he'll do his Q&A session on the second showing on the Saturday night. As usual, we've got lots of events for language learners, some in-depth talks, and also our sessions for GCSE, AS and A2 students, which are running throughout the festival. You can find out more at cornerhouse.org/viva2015. Disfrutar el festival.
Disfrutar del festival.
We look forward to seeing you at the festival.